This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. Iranians voted Friday in a presidential election that a hardline protege of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei seemed likely to win. That has led to low turnout, fueled by apathy and calls for a boycott. Public apathy has been widespread after a panel overseen by Khamenei barred hundreds of candidates, including reformists and those aligned with the outgoing president, the relatively moderate Hassan Rouhani. Opinion polling by state-linked organizations, as well as analysts, have put hardline judiciary chief Ebrahim Raisi as the dominant frontrunner among the four candidates. If elected, Raisi would be the first serving Iranian president sanctioned by the U.S. government even before entering office. The UN General Assembly unanimously elected Antonio Guterres to a second term as Secretary General on Friday, giving him another 5 years at the helm of the 193-member organization. Speaking to reporters, Guterres said, "If the world remains divided, the impossible will remain impossible, and the fragilities will translate themselves into bigger suffering."
This is time to understand that each country alone can do nothing, that independently of the divisions that exist, countries must come together. And this was a central message that I conveyed today.
Guterres was the only candidate nominated by a UN member state, his home country Portugal, where he previously served as prime minister. U.S. Catholic bishops have overwhelmingly approved the drafting of a so-called teaching document. Many of them hope will rebuke Catholic politicians, including President Joe Biden, for receiving communion despite their support for abortion rights. The 168-55 vote was announced Friday near the end of a virtual 3-day meeting of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops. This is VOA News. The Kremlin on Friday blamed a surge in COVID-19 cases on nihilism and reluctance to have vaccinations after more than 9,000 new infections in Moscow, mostly with the new Delta variant. Emer McCarthy of Reuters reports.
The city's mayor further extended restrictions he had imposed this month. They include a ban on public events with more than 1,000 people, an 11 p.m. closing time for cafes and restaurants, and the closure of fan zones set up for the European Soccer Championship. Moscow's new infections made up more than half those reported across the country. Authorities this week ordered all workers with public-facing roles in Moscow to have a vaccination. And on Friday, the city government said only vaccinated residents would be able to receive non-emergency treatment in hospitals.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. Ohio's governor is expressing concern that low vaccination rates in some areas could threaten plans to get back to normal, especially for students. AP's Jennifer King has more.
On a playing field in Columbus, Ohio, high school coaches and athletes urge students to get vaccinated. Sonny Stiles is a nationally ranked safety on the football team for Pickerington Central High School.
You don't want to be that guy that would end your teammate's season.
The state of Ohio's coronavirus dashboard reports that only about 47% of the population has started on their vaccines. In some counties, the figures are more like 28 or 30%. Governor Mike DeWine says there was a 43% bump in vaccination rates attributed to the Vax-a-Million promotion in May, but that those numbers have tapered off.
The weeks after that have not been as spectacular, certainly at all.
He's concerned about pockets of the state with lower vaccination rates.
It threatens their ability to have school without interruptions.
I'm Jennifer King.
The World Food Program is warning tens of millions of people, mainly in Africa, are teetering on the brink of famine because of conflict, climate shocks, and economic downturn due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The UN Food Agency estimates more than 270 million people, most of them in Africa and the Middle East, are acutely food insecure, with millions at risk of starving to death. Without immediate emergency food aid, World Food Program spokesman Thompson Feary warns the slightest shock will push those extremely vulnerable people over the cliff into famine. Feary says the WFP is targeting its food assistance program to 139 million people in countries at particular risk, including Ethiopia, Lebanon, Afghanistan, Sudan, and Syria. He says the WFP will need $5 billion to carry out the mammoth operation this year. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.